You Can't Make It Up, show number 92 for Monday, July 19th, 2010. Hello, Ken.
Closing in on 100.
Yeah, and we've got to do something special for 100, don't you think?
Yeah, like leave town before we can get caught.
No, maybe, you know, do a good show. You know, just to say we did. One out of 100.
You're really asking for too much.
One out of 100 people say. Yeah. So anyway, I saw this on the Courier Post online in South Jersey, down in Cherry Hill, not far from Philly. Man accused of using fake cash to pay bail.
Oh, that one.
Now,
of those.
Here's a good idea. Yeah. See, and immediately the thought comes to mind, your idea that we should put up a stupid criminal tip line. Here's a tip for you. Use real money if you're arrested. Authorities say a New Jersey man charged with shoplifting paid his bail with phony money, and then, get this, he returned to demand a refund.
A refund?
Yep.
Refund.
Yeah, the 25-year-old man, whose name was not reported, and we all know why, was arrested about 10 days ago, accused of shoplifting at a local store, a clothing store and supermarket in Cinnamonson. I don't know where that is. It's probably near Cherry Hill. So they locked him up. Now, they had two outstanding warrants against him, and his lawyer got him a bail, had him pay the $400 bail in cash. Now, get this. It says police later realized the money was fake.
Oh, how good. Yes, really quick on their part.
What were they doing?
Yeah. You know? Did they look on the other side of the paper?
You know, it had Alfred E. Newman on one side, you know. Cops later realized. So before they could find him, the man shows back up at police headquarters and argues that his bail should have only been $200, and he wanted $200 back. So they charged him with counterfeiting and put him in the Burlington County Jail. He's there on a $5,000 bail, no access to his printing press. He's there. He's stuck.
So he talked his way up to $5,000.
You can't make this up.
Idiot.
Blood's coursing through my veins, and I feel.
Oh, I dig that. Jilly Moon from Australia. And that's called I'm Alive. And boy, Monday morning, you can't help but be alive.
Yeah, that's nice, nice snappy stuff.
Yeah, she's a singer-songwriter in the pop AC alternative spectrum, hailing from Sydney, also lives in L.A. The Stillness is her brand new and her sixth album on her own label, Warrior Girl Music. Jilly Moon. She's been compared to Madonna, Tori Amos, Beth Hart. Now, Jilly cites her own musical influences as, I haven't heard of these people, Sia, Seal.
Oh, Seal.
Yeah, I've heard of these guys, Madonna, Annie Lennox, Gladys Knight.
I don't know about that one.
I may hear the pips if you listen closely, but yeah.
Well, no, actually, when I heard the song, it did remind me of a pop song that was done by another person from Down Under. She's actually more known as an actress than a singer. Natalie Imbruglia, remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds about like that.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me Olivia Newton-John.
No. This is a little more current.
Okay.
That's a little bit.
Just like us. This show originates at 2, that's 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. And listen, accept no substitutes, all right?
Please.
Just a quick bizarre moment in history upcoming this week. 32 years ago, this coming Friday, July 23rd, the greatest rock album in history, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yes.
Well, it became out of movie form. 32 years ago this Friday, became the worst rock movie ever in history.
Yes, that was awful. Yeah, there's 90 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
And speaking of the Beatles, you have to pop on over to 2kensmusic.com this week because we've got a brand new Club Indie up featuring, among other things, a little bit of Yellow Submarine.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
We missed last week, though. I don't know how we missed this, because I think we've noted this in the past. July 10th, 12th, 13th, somewhere in there. You know what that was? I should have been there. It was the 14th annual Summer Redneck Games. How did we miss that?
Where were they held?
In the lovely, sprawling metropolis of East Dublin, Georgia.
Georgia.
You remember those games, though? You know, the great events. I looked this up. The Redneck Horseshoes Tournament. The Bobbin for Pig's Feet Contest, the Mud Pit Belly Flop, you don't know me? And the annual, my favorite event, the annual Armpit Serenade.
Oh, there you go. Now, the horseshoe contest, did they remove the horse first?
I don't know. It's not something I would assume.
Oh, man.
How do we miss that?
The Redneck Olympics. What is it?
The annual Redneck Summer Games. 14th annual.
Is beer optional? Can't be held without beer.
That's right.
Oh, so anyway, moving right along, I know you brought some sort of new research study to the table.
So I always know how much you appreciate when a new study comes out of something that we didn't need to know. And somebody
and paid for it anyway.
I keep saying you and I are in a wrong business.
I know.
This is a real head scratcher. Now, this is a research study that apparently finds the answer to the age-old question that has dogged the human race since the beginning of time: which came first, the chicken or the egg? So, this study apparently has the answer, or maybe not, as they will tell us. So, there's a research team consisting of scientists from across the pond, by the way, scientists from the University of Sheffield, the University of Warwick, among others, and they just published a paper that actually sort of has the answer to that question. Now, the paper is called, and you can insert your yawning sound effect here, Structural Control of Crystal Nuclei by an Eggshell Protein. And somewhere in the study, they conclude that it's most likely the chicken did predate the egg. Right now, before you get too excited, the lead researcher, his name is Colin Freeman.
Or colon.
Or semicolon in this case, said the result is not as conclusive as it seems, and that the whole concept of an eggshell coming about before or after a chicken would be better discussed with an evolutionary biologist, whatever the heck that is. I'm not going to give you all the boring details, but apparently this study involved using Britain's national supercomputer, endearingly nicknamed Hector, to study how an eggshell is formed. So anyway, you know, not only is this silly on its surface, you would agree, but this whole thing was unnecessary because I think the whole chicken or egg thing was really resolved a long time ago in the classic joke, which maybe you've heard, maybe you've not heard, but you know the joke about the chicken and the egg?
Yeah.
They get married, and then they go up to consummate the marriage, and then when they're done, the chicken sits back in bed, smiles, lights up a cigarette, while the egg, looking not too happy, frowns and says to the chicken, "Well, I guess we answered that old question."
All right, we're not going to explain that.
No. So why do we need a research study, is my point.
I find it interesting that the lead guy in the research admits that they were missing a key ingredient, like someone with expertise to be able to do this.
Those are your, you know, over in Britain, those are your tax dollars being spent.
Yeah. Let's get a hold of Neve over there with the Lily Sparks and ask her what the heck they're paying these people in universities.
I want in on some of that, actually.
Hey, this is Neve.
I'm KG.
And I'm Nikki.
Around Greater New York, hard rock fans know us as the band
Lily Sparks.
We love muscle cars,
wicked wailing guitars,
and we love to laugh. You too? You gotta check out toucanscomedy.com.
You can't make it up. Last time I saw you, there's an
image that's forever in my mind. What's happening in your area?
Well, before we do that, all right, this message to Skype.
Yes.
Knock it off.
Yeah, come on.
We're trying to do a show here.
Yeah, have we ever done anything bad to you?
I mean, the fact we're not paying for this, is that a problem?
Nobody else is.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, Ken, what's going on with local TV news stations in Texas?
Well, I hope it's better than what we have where I am.
I've got a couple of stories. And this first one, they didn't get the you can't make it up memo. You know, the one that goes, you can't make it up.
Yeah, they did.
And if you're doing news, they actually made up a story and later they admitted they did. Let me set the scenario for you. It's a summer Wednesday at your local TV news department in sizzling South Texas. Nothing particularly spectacular has happened in the area in, a decade. Mm-hmm. But as a news anchor, you've still got to fill that half hour, right? And the script shows nothing but dead air for a good 5 minutes. What do you do? Well, if you're the anchors Randy Beamer and Elsa Raymond at NBC affiliate WOAI in San Antone, you resurrect a decade-old story about aliens, the ones from outer space.
Yeah.
And you felt so guilty not to admit it was a shameless attempt to raise ratings that you, listen to this. This is Randy and Elsa setting up the story for us. Listen carefully, although I think you won't probably miss this. Here we go.
You know, what would it be if we didn't have a story about a chupacabra?
It would not be a ratings month.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
But two bizarre canines, eerily similar to the legendary chupacabra, have been killed over the past week in Hood County.
And that has many people, especially on TV, wondering, is the chupacabra for real? Well, one rancher says he heard a growl come from inside his barn. When he looked inside, he said he saw the ugliest creature he's ever seen. An animal control officer came out, pulled the trigger, killing what some believe is the mythical or mystical goat sucker.
I'm not sure on that part. All I know is it wasn't normal. It was ugly. Real ugly. I'm not going to lie on that one.
Two of those ugly, bizarre-looking animals have been killed there in Hood County over the past week. DNA tests are now being done to figure out what they are. Stay tuned.
Yeah, now...
I love the interviewee.
Yeah. Now, here's the problem. He said they've now been killed during the past week. They were 10 years ago. That story and that interview with the guy that went, "Hey, it's pretty ugly," that happened 10 years ago. And what these clowns did at WOAI in San Antonio, Randy and Elsa and their producer, because he had to be or she in on it, pulled out a 10-year-old story and said, "Look, nothing else is going on, so we'll just do this." This is the mythical chupacabras down there in Texas. They were most recently seen helping to fill up dead air time on VH1's I Love 1999. That's how old this story. So, yeah, you can't make it up unless you're in TV news, and then I guess it's okay.
Yeah, so that anchor's name was Randy Beamer?
Yeah,
like, yeah, well, that's his real name, yeah.
Well, he won't be driving one after this. Be lucky to get a... Anyway, and then, if you think it was a slow day in San Antonio, Channel 13, KTRK in Houston, boy, they must have... This was their top story. I will put a link out there and prove it to you. This is where their top story on this date. Headline, Sailboaters Moon Washington State Ferry.
Fine.
Yeah, it was a full moon time after Washington State's ferry, the boat, not the...
Thank you.
Took evasive maneuvers to avoid a sailboat in its path. The Kitsap Sun newspaper reports the ferry sounded its horn, reversed engines to avoid hitting the boat, the Eagle Harbor, and then the sailboat briefly disappeared from the ferry crew's view, and as they passed, when it was seen again, four men on board dropped their pants and mooned the crew, and this is what Channel 13 KTRK-TV in Houston led with on Saturday afternoon.
Well, now I feel so much better about my local station. Channel 8. That's great stuff.
Make it up in San Antonio. Yep. Give them dribble in Houston.
And they wonder what's happened to the state of journalism.
We're going to get back to real news now because
real news.
You've got a story on that's going to help our employment picture in this country.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, the good news is if you're young and out of work, well, guess who's hiring? The TSA, the Transportation Security Agency. You remember them?
Yep.
Yep. They are actively recruiting new young talent to work at Reagan Airport in the D.C. area. And they have a new recruiting ad campaign. Would you believe that? Now, here's the headline of one of the ads. I'm quoting, "A career where X-ray vision and federal benefits come standard."
X-ray vision.
That's the headline. The copy says, "See yourself in a vital role for Homeland Security. Be part of a dynamic security team protecting airports and skies as you proudly secure your future." Okay, now, maybe the ad campaign might give you pause a little bit about what kind of people are they going to be getting in recruiting. Well, guess where the ads are being run?
Where?
Not on radio, not on TV.
Yeah.
Not in the newspaper, not in magazines, not even on the internet. Nope. These ads are being printed and distributed on pizza boxes. I am not making this up.
Hello, Domino's?
This is how the TSA is recruiting people to protect us.
Six cheese sticks.
Instead of going to college campuses, they're sending out pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Now, don't you feel safer already knowing that your airports are going to be safeguarded by security agents whose only prior qualification is that they like pizza?
No, or they're going to be a bunch of drivers showing up looking to improve their lot in life, you know?
Yeah. So, who thought that one up?
Yeah, so on your resume, what was your former job? I delivered pizza. That's how I heard about you guys.
You know, I saw this ad on my pizza box. I'm going to sign up.
And I saw X-ray vision. And I said, this is cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play Superman.
Wow, X-ray vision, man.
TSA.
You know, maybe we can turn that around to our advantage as flyers. If we don't get through the line in 30 minutes or less, our airfare should be free.
You know, another security agency out there of sorts, the Border Patrol. got a story involving them up there on the New York-Canadian border up near Buffalo. Here's the headline. New York man says ankle monitor is for Lohan. Yeah, border agents say a New Yorker tried to explain away the ankle monitor he was wearing while returning from Canada. He claimed it was to show support for actress Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, right.
Customs and protection, border protection folks say they found the bracelet around Eugene Toady's ankle. Eugene Toady.
Toady.
He was wearing it on July 9th after he tried to re-enter the U.S. using someone else's passport. They say he's on probation anyway, wasn't supposed to leave the country. Toady, stand over there.
Yeah.
They told them a probation officer friend gave him the bracelet to wear for Lohan, who's had to wear an ankle monitor for, you know, alcohol. Mm-hmm. Record checks showed the Buffalo man's on probation for criminal contempt. Probably told a judge what he could do with his ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
Toady appeared in federal court last Tuesday on misuse of a passport and charges of lying to federal officers. He must return with a lawyer July 20th or come up with some phony money, you know, for bail.
Or a better alibi.
I mean, the newspaper this was in online tried to contact him to get his statement. His telephone's not listed. It wouldn't be where he is. But the planet Pluto. It's Lindsay Lohan, you know?
Well, it could have been worse.
How?
You could have said it was for Amy Winehouse.
Do you have a moment of duh for us to close this thing out?
I do, and in keeping with your theme here about television, this story came to us from the ABC TV affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, WKOW. Cow TV.
Cow Pie TV.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the deal. If you're going to go and get drunk and do stupid stuff that could get you in trouble with the law, you got to have a better excuse than what this guy had. That's our tip of the week, to go along with your tip of the week. And the center of our story is a guy named Keith Rasmussen. He's 50 years old. He's from Racine, Wisconsin, and he may be one of the many things that's still wrong with Wisconsin. I don't know. Anyway, it all started with a visit to a strip club in Madison called Visions Nightclub. Now, any night that starts out with a visit to a strip club probably is going to end up badly anyway, right?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. He's at the strip club. He was asked, though, by owners to leave the club after he puked in the VIP area. But that's just the beginning.
Classy act.
Yeah, very classy. Then, according to witnesses, Mr. Rasmussen got into his SUV, put it in reverse, slammed into the club's entrance, caused significant damage, and then almost hit a couple of innocent bystanders on the sidewalk. Then he drives over a curb onto the street, pulls into a parking lot where finally police catch up to him, and then they question him, and they asked how he was doing. And he said, well, not good. But he added that he had, quote, seen some nice strippers.
Yeah.
But that's not all. To cap it all off, Mr. Rasmussen actually denied driving the SUV in the first place.
Yeah.
Claiming that he arrived at this location thanks to some help from Martians. You can't come close to making this up.
A better alibi would have been, this is an event in the Redneck Summer Games. Yeah. I'm practicing.
I have to say, based on that story and all the stories this week, one thing you have to say about you can't make it up is we really do perform a very valuable public service.
We do.
Because these people are so stupid. Anybody listening has got to have better self-esteem than the folks we report on, don't you think?
I think so. People go to work on a Monday going, I feel much better about my weekend.
Yeah, and if you're having a bad day, think of Mr. Rasmussen, and you'll feel much better, too.
So if you're wearing an ankle monitor, but you saw nice strippers.
Yeah.
Oh, as usual, you can find this nonsense over at 2, that's 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. You can't make it up. That's who we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least for this week.
On our way out, I want you to pay close attention to this tune. This lady can write. This is Jilly Moon from Australia, and this tune is called B, and it features Jay Walker. You may recognize his voice in this tune.
Jay Walker.
Yeah. We're going to have to make a note to get her on Club Indie, because she has got 6 albums out, and everyone, you listen to this music, she can write, and she can sing.
And she's not unattractive.
No, she's not. And her music has, you know, many layered messages. So we'll see you next time. I'm losing my voice here.
I almost lost mine before we got on. But fortunately, thanks to Skype, I had a second wind.
Yeah, you want to knock it off? Some guy in the booth yelled, it's about time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Check, please.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, except for that guy. He won't be returning.
The night turns to day. And I am wide awake, swimming in your eyes. I don't wanna pretend any longer. I open my heart, and I am ready this time around to just be. I wanna wanna sing in the sun, wanna dance in the rain, wanna feel our hearts beating the same. I wanna be with you. I wanna stand on the ledge and jump into your dreams. Wanna kiss
you. Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com.
I know you feel it too.
I am ready this time.